Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Keebler from Sakitomi. Just want to throw out a shout out to our fellow podcaster down the road, Steve Pugh, host of Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. If you get a chance, give him a listen.
Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Detto. We're back here with another episode of Sakitomi. And today's episode is about social media and targeted marketing and how much we absolutely can't stand it. It's awful. I'm here today with Casey, my co-host, my sidekick, the greatest person in the world.
Hello, everyone.
There she is. And we are here. And you know what? It's good to have you back. We haven't had an episode in a little bit.
We have not.
Keebler's good. Miss Keebler. I love him. Keebler's but you're my sidekick. So I need you here. You're the one that keeps me grounded. Seriously.
Thanks.
And you disappear from time to time.
I don't disappear.
What are you doing when you do disappear? Where do you go?
I just can't be here every day, I guess. I mean, I have a life. Kids, we have a lot of busy activities. Basically, I think I just chauffeur my children.
That's sorceress.
Like a Uber driver for my kids, I think.
Is that what it is?
Pretty sure, yeah. That's you get to an age, they're not old enough to drive themselves, so now I just Uber them wherever they have to go for their own social lives. I'm pretty sure that's basically my job outside my actual job.
That's a fun time.
Right? I mean...
Well,
that's what I do.
I can't really.
It's not forever.
I can't comment on it for legal reasons, but whatever.
Right.
We'll figure it out later.
It's not forever.
No.
We're supposed to enjoy it now, but yes, that is what I do. They have busier social schedules than I do. So.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's good to have your shining face in this studio, which is amazing.
Here we are.
And we love it. The old kitchen.
Kitchen.
Kitchen where you get full. Your belly gets full. Anyway, so today's episode is about social media and targeted marketing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And why don't you start us off and tell me what you think about it, as it was your idea.
It was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
So like the targeted marketing where you just open up your Facebook and see all the random ads, the things that you've talked about that you've never put into your phone or searched for or anything. It's a little weird. Makes you question what you're saying around any sort of electronic device.
Like Meta's listening to you?
Everything's listening, I think. But yes.
Well, why do you think...
You can have a full conversation about something and then all of a sudden it's immediately in your Facebook.
Why do you think the biggest feature on the iPhone or the Samsung is the camera?
I've never really thought about that. Why? Because the camera, you think the camera watches you?
Eyeballs.
You really think they watch you? I mean, I guess.
I'm not getting into any kind of conspiracy theories here, but it's crazy that they sell you a phone and the biggest feature on it is a camera.
It's true. The cameras are pretty good on the
phones now. I'm buying a phone to talk to people, no?
You would think.
Yeah.
But although, I don't think most people talk on the phone anymore.
Is that even more crazy?
Yes.
Why?
Absolutely. I don't know. But everybody texts and email. I mean, quite honestly, if I get a phone call sometimes, depending on who's calling, I'm like, could you just text me?
I kind of feel like phones are like Australian shepherds.
Australian shepherds?
Yeah.
Why?
They're just herding us into somewhere.
Oh, okay.
They're just keeping us corralled.
Possibly.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I mean, there's a lot that goes on. We'll get into it in a little bit, but phones are a shackle.
Okay.
It's funny. They claim it's wireless, but you're tethered more than you were ever before.
Sure. You're connected to everything.
You're connected to everything and you don't leave. Like it's ruining relationships, it's ruining friendships, it's ruining people's lives.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a weird way.
I agree.
People get so attached to their phone and everything else that's out there that they don't know about.
Right.
I guess that's what ignorance is bliss is all about. Right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean and there it's
I'm just
I
a
guess
weird
that's where the immediate response, like if you don't get an immediate response. That never was a thing before, but now, because of phones and everybody's watching their phones, and don't get me wrong, I text my daughter, she's got her phone in her face all the time, and she doesn't reply. But it's true, that was never a thing when we were kids. It was you'd leave a message, and whenever they got back to you, they got back to you.
Find a pile of bikes.
Wasn't a thing that it was constant phone calls and text messages and communication, basically.
It certainly has changed a lot since, you know, the old days, and we'll leave it at that.
The old days.
Yeah.
Because not aging ourselves at all here.
Well, we're both 29.
Right.
You know, We just turned 29 on the same day, by the way.
Same day.
That was crazy.
Great birthday.
But it's like the random feeds. Like, if you open up Facebook, the randomness of it, it's crazy how you can have a conversation about a certain product the night before. And the next morning, you wake up and you open up Facebook, and then all of a sudden, bam, there it is.
It's true.
It's like, how the hell did that happen? I didn't search for it.
Well, you know what I've noticed? I'll watch a random series on TV even that I've not seen before, whatever. It just pops up on, say, Netflix, and I'll watch it, or a movie or whatever. And then I open up my Facebook, and all the articles are about what I've just watched. Seems weird. I don't know if it's connected to the internet itself or...
That's what I can't figure out.
Is it the IP address? I don't really know. But that part's weird because it's not necessarily that I'm searching for anything or talking about it. It's I picked something on the TV and now every article, either it's somehow the most popular show ever or
and yet
it knows that I watched it.
And yet you could change the settings on your phone and the privacy settings and all that stuff for whatever app you're in. Doesn't matter. You can change them and say, do not follow. And yet somehow they still do. So either those don't work or they're lying to you.
Also true. I'm not sure exactly how all of that works. I mean, I know there's algorithms and whatever, but something's listening.
I think it's the phone, to be honest. I think, I don't know. I think it ruins so many things because there's so much knowledge. I shouldn't even call it knowledge. Information.
Okay.
There's information, whether it be right or wrong. Right information would be knowledge. Wrong information would be deceitful. But there's information either way. And yet it's right there, right in front of you. And like I said earlier, like you go to a certain website and you start picking on things. All of a sudden your entire feed or, you know, board or roll or reel or whatever they call it shows up with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now you start to believe it, right?
It's true. Yes.
You start to believe what's happening. Like, oh, this is really happening.
All the quotes and all the, hey, if the
inspirational
you know a
quotes.
Person like this and they do these five things, that's what they are.
Yep. You know you're dating a cheater if he does these 13 things.
Right. Or 13 you, things.
You know you're dating an abuse. You know you're in a toxic relationship if you do, if this person does five things.
Right.
It's like, and then all of a sudden you're flooded with that.
Yeah.
And now you believe that this person is doing it, whether they are or are not.
Right.
You can convince yourself that it's happening.
I mean, if you can check all the items off the list.
Right. It's nuts.
Some random person came up with that they decided that was a thing. And some of them are so ridiculous.
They
it's
are.
It's true. It probably makes people crazy.
I think it makes people crazy. I think that may be what's happening.
Yeah.
Have you noticed at all that people are just not the same after COVID?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even say that I'm the same after COVID, so I don't know. But COVID changed a lot of things, I think. I mean, it changed the way people do things, the way people work. I mean, COVID did a lot, so.
It did change a lot of stuff. It changed the whole housing market.
Yeah.
It changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of crazy. And yet, people now are just way different than they were before COVID.
Yeah.
And whatever, it is what it is. But social media.
Being stuck in your house for a long time is.
Well, that's how they got you to hold on to social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit there, and like if you're a married couple, they sit there and they show you these, let's call them articles or pamphlets,
right,
where the two people are back to back, each on their phone and not paying attention to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. That's nuts. This is what's going on. And people got to start opening their eyes.
Yeah.
Because it's awful.
It is. I get it. The pamphlets and, I mean, you walk in anywhere now, you talk about abused people and the list of things that could be considered abuse. And
is it fair to say that everything that is reported or basically 90% of everything that's out in front of you is negative?
Yes.
Right?
Everything's negative. There's nothing positive, really.
No.
Very rare do you see something that's like super positive and, hey, you're doing the right thing. You're awesome. This is a sign of a great thing that never shows up.
The best thing I've seen so far is there's a guy that lives on the street.
Okay.
Not going to mention any names.
No.
He works for a big company, and he was delivering packages. And there was a kid playing basketball, and he went out and played with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it went viral.
Yes, it did. I saw that.
And he's a great.
That was awesome.
He's a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there more of that? I'm sure he's not the only one in the country doing that stuff.
Absolutely not.
But all we get is like gunshots and arms and...
Yeah, most of the news is negative. All the news feeds that show up are people dying, things going wrong. Everything's negative. But there are those few things. There was something that came out during COVID that was a positive daily thing that was being done by, I feel like it was John Krasinski, but now it's somebody else.
You want to hear a story?
Yeah.
I'm in construction. And I built a house. And the guy that bought it during COVID took his two kids and parodied or recreated all the movies. if anybody knows who this is.
During COVID.
Yeah. He knows who he is. If he hears this, mm-hmm. I'm proud of you, bud.
That's awesome.
But he took his two kids and he redid movies. And they ended up with Will Smith calling in. And they did all kinds of things.
Will Smith actually news. Called them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
They were all over the news.
Okay.
What he did was fantastic. And I think he was raising money for food for the homeless.
Well, that's awesome.
It was for charity.
Oh, so I didn't realize he raised money and stuff for that. I thought he just did it for fun.
No, he was raising money. And I wish before I started the story, I wish I'd known what I was talking about, but it just popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he was raising money for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it with his two kids. And it was awesome. And everybody loved it.
And they did skits of the videos, I think the movies.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They did a lot of skits in the movies, and Will Smith actually joined in at one point.
Really?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
So that's one positive thing out of social media.
There are positive things.
There are positive things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like for the vast majority, it's all bad.
A lot of it is
bad. For the vast majority, it's bad. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say it's all bad because I just told you a story that was good.
Right.
But
I mean, how much time do you spend wasting time on social media?
I don't know. I don't. Right now, it's unfair to ask.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to get this thing up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on social media and promoting and trying to do whatever I can to get people to come and listen.
I don't consider that wasting time, though. Like, I'll open up Instagram before bed and sit there and scroll through random videos of people doing nothing. And it's literally just people recording themselves doing things. And I'm like, oh, and you just find yourself like sucked in. And I don't really understand why. Like, there must be a mental thing about that and why people find things interesting. But, and everybody does it. It's not just me. I have friends that send me things, all the same type of videos. It's not just me.
I think it's, well, current studies are saying that YouTube is going to take over.
Okay.
It's going to be all about, like, my son. He watches all these people play video games on YouTube.
I find it so strange. It's so boring.
It's boring.
I say that as I watch somebody cook a meal.
It's right.
Exactly. So it's
you watch
silly.
People people do things.
I feel like there's going to be some great outcome at the end.
There isn't. It's going to be a meal.
No.
You know it's coming.
Exactly.
So I don't get it. But
so dumb.
At the same time, here we are. The people, the trend right now is going towards YouTube.
Okay.
People doing it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok. Like, TikTok is so big because people can do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about TikTok, which really angers me in a way, is that I feel like parents,
mm-hmm.
are out of control with allowing their children to do this. It's like exploiting children.
Right. Okay, so there's two sides of that. Like, well, does your son have TikTok?
He does.
I'm sure. Does he do the videos and like the dances?
My point is he might, but I'm not doing it to promote him.
Correct.
Doing
so that's what I'm saying. There's two sides of it. So my daughter does all these ridiculous dances that I make fun of her for. I'm like, why would anybody want to watch you do this? And they all do that. And then there's also the side of like, I don't think it's TikTok, but you've seen probably Ryan's toy review and things like that, that people have basically put their kids in a situation like, oh, let's open these toys or let's make slime and you guys can put all this stuff in the slime and we're going to record you and we're going to make you go viral. And now all these people are making money. And I doubt it's the kids that are making money. It's the parents.
Isn't that kind of child abuse?
I mean, it's got to be I think that's also something that even child actors have said, right? Like if you go back into that kind of stuff, the Olsen twins, look at them.
Like, what about them?
But
they're billionaires.
But they don't want to be in acting anymore. And I don't think they really liked that they were, I don't know if they were exploited. I don't actually know.
I literally can't feel bad for them.
But
that's a terrible excuse.
You
can go Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, those type of people. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. The Olsen twins. I'm sorry. If you're a billionaire for being a child actor, Macaulay Culkin, You can make a case for him. Okay. All right. The Olsen twins. No, that's a bad one.
Okay.
That's a bad one.
Just the first ones that popped in my head. But I think a lot of kids that start, their parents obviously put them in that. You know, infants aren't saying, hey, I want to be an actor. Let me be in this movie.
That's the crazy part of social media and stuff. Now, is anybody can actually do it? Anybody can. Mm-hmm. Like, look at us.
Basically, anybody can do it.
We're a couple of idiots.
I mean, that's kind of what the world is coming to now. I mean, if you even, like I said, these reels of people doing videos or whatever, I actually watch a number of people now that basically just talk about their lives. I watch a lot of moms. So there are a lot of mom like stories and they just kind of, oh, here I am doing laundry. We'll talk about my day and all my kid issues. And there's like multiple people that do that. And
that's what
people
this
watch them. And I don't know.
That's what this entire show revolves around.
Pretty much.
It's trying to be honest with everybody. Like, we all have the same problems.
Right.
And I want to do it in a funny way, a comedic way. Mm-hmm. And I want to do it where people are like, I can identify with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got problems. They got kids that can't shut up. They got kids that are getting detentions in school. They got kids that forget stuff. They're a divorced family or whatever and it has mm-hmm. to go back and forth and whatever.
Right.
Like, I want to be open and honest with everything and be funny about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of this show. I'm not trying to be famous.
Right.
I'm trying to let everybody else know out there that, look, you ain't alone. I'm here.
And I don't know. I mean, listen, I obviously did not come into podcasting to be famous. I don't even know. Sometimes I wonder how I actually became into this podcasting situation. So I'm definitely not trying to be famous.
I forced you into it.
But
remember I handcuffed
pretty
you?
Much, yeah.
And then threw you on the couch, said, talk. I did not
just
do
saying,
that.
There was no like, hey, I want to be famous thought in my head about this. But I do watch people and I think that they get to the point where on Facebook, if you can start having subscribers and those people get special access to things. And some people obviously pay for that. And now they make money doing that. And some people go off and become comedians, I guess, and actually do stuff and they do shows. And because they have these followings on Facebook and Instagram, I guess they're famous that way and they're making money that way. They don't seem to have normal, regular, go to work everyday jobs. They just seem to be on Instagram and Facebook recording themselves. So I don't know.
I've talked about this before. I've always wanted a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to. I have no desire to be famous.
I don't either.
I don't like people following me around. I don't like people know my business. I don't like any of that. I like being a question mark to everyone. Is he going to call? Is he not going to call? Oh, my God. He doesn't answer text messages.
Yeah.
So I want to be as unknown as I possibly can be, yet this brings me joy.
Mm-hmm.
I like everybody knowing that I know that everyone else out there has the same problems just like I do.
Right. And I think that's why people do this. And that's why you end up watching these things, because you do identify with people that what they're talking about.
Correct.
It's not some famous person that has billions of dollars that says, oh, this is what I'm going to drink my coffee from Starbucks every morning and whatever and go about my day and work out for 5 hours because I have personal trainers. They're normal people that have the same issues. And that's, I guess, why more people follow them.
Everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
Everybody has them.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's better than anybody else.
Right.
And it's just like, I just want to get out there and put mine out. So people can feel more comfortable about theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how I wanted to take this podcast. That's right. The direction I wanted to go in it. Trying to find a niche mm-hmm. is difficult.
That is difficult.
We could talk about car parts. We could talk about life coaching. We could talk about working out. We could talk about sports.
Right.
I want to talk about everything that goes on in your normal life.
Yeah. There are certain aspects there that I wouldn't be able to talk about. So
you're going to have to if you're going to be on the show.
Car parts and
I was talking about this. I was talking about this show.
Right.
You're gonna have to talk about it.
That I can do. Yeah, I'm not looking to be famous. There's no part of me that needs to be famous at all.
I'm not doing this to get famous.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this because it makes me feel good, and I want to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be that guy that just goes to work, comes home, and doesn't do anything to help anyone else.
Right.
So that's how this all came down. And it came down because it was a perfect storm. And it was you meeting up with me at the right time because everything was changing in both of our lives.
Right.
And we ended up here. And that's how you started podcasting.
That is true.
Because this was a dream of mine. And you were just like, sure, I'll jump on the bus.
All right. I'll go with it.
I'll get on that bus. I don't care.
Sure. But yes, I guess that's my thing. I was never looking to be famous. We just kind of did this. But that seems to be more of the trend than the whole famous person acting billionaire people. Right?
So now we're into the special segment.
Okay.
Where I was trying to hold it off, but we just dabbled into it a little bit right there.
Okay.
So is it right to say that we're not doing the same thing? Like, wouldn't you like to see money out of this at some point? I'm not, that's not why I'm in it.
At some point, but that's definitely not why I started it at all. There's very possible that we may never make any money at all. So
there's pretty much a solid shot.
Exactly. If we made money, I'm almost going to be shocked. So, I mean, I know that obviously you have to have goals and the goal is to be able to monetize it. But at the same time, I don't know that we'd ever do that. So that's not why we're doing it.
I put that goal on me.
Right.
Like, that's just a goal to try and reach.
Right.
That's to have something to reach for. Mm-hmm. If I can get the podcast to go up and become something that could be monetized, then I reached my first goal. If I can't, okay, I failed. But failure is the only vehicle you have to success. You got to keep failing over and over and over again until you actually hit it.
Right.
So maybe it sucks.
Well.
Maybe it's good. I don't know. We'll find out. Only the future will tell us
exactly
what is.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, what are you going to do?
It's true.
Yeah. Well, Case, we're coming to the end.
Are we?
Yeah. You know, I love having you here. You're the best sidekick I could possibly have.
Do you think?
Except for Keebler and T-Bot.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for everybody else.
You're the You're the second best co-host I could have.
Oh.
Guess who's better?
Oh, everyone else.
Everyone else.
Yeah. I know how that works.
Anyway, hey guys, hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for joining in. Thanks for listening. And as always, be good. Hey guys, it's Detto. We all here hope you liked our episode and want to hear more. Keep checking us out and see what's going to happen next. Also, remember to check out our sponsors at summitsettling.net and find our homepage at sakitumi.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and as always, be good.
Sakitumi!
Okay, so yeah, we spoke to you a couple months ago, and it made you a website. It was a sample, but yeah, we put one together for your business. Sent that to your email there. I'm guessing got buried in the mountain, so send that to you again. But in terms of your business, I was going to say, have you ever thought about doing a website, but do you think you have one?
For some reason, you're coming through weird. No, I don't mean to say weird.
I don't know what it is. No, it's...
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
This morning. Yeah. Okay. I'll just start yelling, and hopefully clear things up. Okay. So, yeah, we made you a website for your business. Did you have... I don't think you saw it, but, do you have access to your email? Did you... send it to you right now. Could you pull it up?
Well, the only access I have right now is on my phone. I'm talking to you. I probably could pull it up, but...
Hey, all right. Well, you throw me on speaker. If you don't like it, Matthew, I'll never call you again. But at least you can say you saw it.
Hey, you got it. That's a solid deal.
Right?
Hold on. Let's give it a try.
All right.
What was it from?
It's from Link Now Media. Send it to forward AOL.
I haven't gotten it.
Okay, bear with me for 2 seconds. I'm sending it through my Outlook, and this comes...
That's okay. To be honest, so I don't waste your time, I really don't need a website.
Boom. Okay. Fair. If you don't need a website, you don't need a website. I was reaching out to offer you this one for free.
Nothing's free. Nothing's ever free.
Okay, so first, I don't know why, but it's forwardaol.com.
Yes.
Weird. Yeah, it says... couldn't be delivered. But okay, anyway, yeah, was going to give you the website for free. It's normally $800. We've been calling you for a long time. Want to get my foot in the door. Now, the only cost will be for the marketing, right?
So now there is a cost. You just said it was free.
There is, yes. The website's free. That 100% is free. Normally $800.
So
I'm waving that.
Let me ask you a question. Is this how you market?
How do you mean?
Well, Yeah, I mean, are you, you're trying to sell me something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get paid on selling me something, right? I'm trying to get into marketing myself.
Sure.
So you came up and you told me it was a free website.
Yes.
That's the marketing. And now you're trying to sell me on something else.
So the website's the website. The marketing is what I do to actually get that website in front of people.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. That was relatively quick.
Again, selling for promotions. When we last spoke to you, website's $800. I'm covering the whole cost of that for you. And then the whole point of that is that you give me a shot on me doing the marketing, the SEO for you, right?
I got you.
So what I, right. Yeah. So what I mean by that is just anybody in your area looking for, you know, general contractor, housing, new construction, custom homes, anything like that. That's all anybody looks for online to find you. Like that's what I do, called SEO.
You know, I don't like the guys that are online in my business.
Okay.
That's why I'm not there.
Okay. You don't like the guys that are online.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
No.
But I don't. I feel like the guys that are online are the guys that don't get the work.
Really?
Yeah. Like you're better off than they are.
Because I mean, so when I say online, right? Like it's if anybody hits Google, like anybody.
I get what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But without saying names or anything like that, when you go online to search for a contractor. Or anybody in my profession, you're going to get somebody that doesn't get any work. That's why they're online.
That's actually usually the opposite of the case. Most of the people I call that are online are too busy.
It's actually,
and I can't do anything for them.
It's actually, you know what I mean? Exactly the case. But I mean, that's the difference between, I mean, it's a difference of opinion. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're wrong.
Oh, that's 100%. Exactly. Right. Difference of opinion for sure.
Yes.
But right. So if I look up you, right, your business, right, let's say I heard of you, word of mouth, referral, right, whatever. I just wanted to see who you were, check out reviews and stuff. I get MB Canuck LLC. Is that you?
That was years ago, and I misspelled that, and I let it go. How'd you find that?
I spelled the online for you. It's, if you look up MB Construction right now, that's what you see, MB Canuck LLC.
Canuck?
Canuck. C-A-N-U-C-K?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not me.
Yeah, that's the only, that's what comes up for you right now, your business. So if somebody hears about you, referral, word of mouth, whatever, right? I'm not even talking about people that are, you know, looking for a contractor. I'm talking about people that know you. They look you up. The first guy they see is MV Canuck. I mean, you could look this up yourself. MV Construction. You see MV Canuck. And, I mean, I don't even know what they do. They don't really have any
information,
but that's all that they
see. That's not even my business.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So right now, somebody who's not you is coming up for you.
That's
strictly because you don't have anything on there. That's kind of the point I'm making.
I know, because I don't need it. That's what I said to you in the beginning. Like, I don't really need a website right now. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
But yeah, I don't, like, I got enough work.
All right. Well, that's okay. That is okay. Yeah. I figured I'd reach out, do what I can, but no, that's not a problem.
All right, bud.
All right, my friend. Well, enjoy the rest of your week.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Take care. All right.